Later today, House Democrats will wrap up their case to impeach former President Trump for inciting a mob intent on overturning the election. Here's Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette as the proceedings started.
You don't have to take my word for it that the insurrectionists acted at Donald Trump's direction. They said so. They were invited here. They were invited by the President of the United States.
So you can just...
Well, yesterday, House managers used new security video from the deadly January 6th insurrection at the Capitol to show just how close those angry extremists came to Vice President Mike Pence and other lawmakers as they attempted to certify the election results, while Trump did little or nothing to stop it. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson joins us now. And Carrie, what have impeachment managers focused on today in their final hours of arguments?
First, the idea you mentioned that they thought that President Trump had invited them to the Capitol and that they were doing what Trump wanted, they being the mobsters, the rioters. Second, we've heard a little bit about Trump's lack of remorse from Congressman Ted Lieu of California and from Jamie Raskin of Maryland. The question to these jurors in the Senate, if Donald Trump is not disqualified from running for office again, if he wins the presidency again in 4 years, would something like this happen again? Are you willing to bet lives on it? You know, there's been this theme that the rioters thought they were doing what Trump wanted. In fact, the FBI in the last 24 hours or so has included in a document involving a case involving Jessica Watkins, a so-called member of the Oath Keepers, the idea that she was waiting for direction from former President Trump on January 6th. So there is some evidence in Justice Department filings about that issue.
Well, many lawmakers were moved by that new video that they saw yesterday. It was graphic. It was riveting. But what do you make of South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's response to the presentation on Fox News last night? Here he is.
The not guilty vote is growing after today. I think most Republicans found the presentation by the House managers offensive and absurd. We all know what happened in the Capitol was terrible. I hope everybody involved that broke into the Capitol goes to jail. But I don't remember any of these House managers saying a damn thing when they were trying to break into my house and going after Susan Collins and spitting on all of us.
So that's Lindsey Graham's response. But what are you hearing overall from Republicans? Did they really find that presentation as absurd as Senator Graham says?
Well, a number of Republican senators have come out and told reporters that they believe what happened at the Capitol on January 6th was horrible, that it should never happen again. But they do not believe thus far that the House impeachment managers have provided a direct link between those tragedies and former President Donald Trump. So it's hard to say whether any minds have been changed. Interestingly enough, Peter, President Biden, who has not been following these proceedings closely, told reporters this morning from what he saw in news reports, he thinks some minds could have been changed in the other direction toward conviction and disqualification.
Well, we will soon see. Now, Trump's lawyers are going to take over the presentation when the House managers are finished. So what will their strategy be?
Yeah, we've heard from Trump's lawyers that they do not expect to use all 16 hours at their disposal. It's not clear they're going to start today, could start tomorrow. But longtime Trump advisor Jason Miller has confirmed today that the defense intends to use just one day for its case. So this could be over more quickly than we thought. We have heard that video may be used by the Trump lawyers in the defense.
Okay. And when you say over more quickly than we thought, what do you think? Do you have a projection on when we might see a vote?
Well, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri has told reporters on Capitol Hill today this could be, and I stress could, be over by Saturday.
All right. NPR's Carrie Johnson, Justice Correspondent, thank you very much.
My pleasure.